Praise God, man. I hope you guys are filled up. Are you filled up? Amen. Waiting for him to fill you up. Praise God. Thank you, brother. I hope the Lord will do that through me. You know, Christmas is a very filling time of year. Amen to that. Sometimes it's so filling you can't even move because of it. I think it kind of starts at Thanksgiving. You know, as Thanksgiving rolls around, you drag out all the food and the feast. I like that, foost. That's a new word. It's like, you know, feasting on food. And it just goes from there. You know, you start, they call it, you know, the Christmas season, but it starts at Thanksgiving, and you just feast and feast and feast and feast until you can barely walk, until you can barely breathe. I think that's why they invented elastic waistbands, you know, so that you can feast at Thanksgiving and not feel like you have to buy new clothes because someone else is going to buy you new clothes for Christmas anyway. So, you know, you just get on the elastic waistband and let her rip, you know, have at it. Praise God. So I want to do a quick survey just to kind of get a real grasp of this. Christmas is a very filling time of year, isn't it? Now, when we talk about being filled at Christmas, particularly at a Christmas feast, when you go to your friend's party and you are feasting out, what kind of things would you typically think about getting filled up with? What are some things you get filled up with at the Christmas feast? Anybody? Okay, what's it look like? Yeah, all right, here we go. Baba Ganoush. Okay, I'll make it square, you know. If I'm wrong, oh well, shoot me, you know. Baba Ganoush, what else? Turkey! What else? Oh, yeah. What else? Huh? Ham. I haven't finished drawing yet. Don't laugh yet. Ham. Okay. What else? Mashed potatoes. Clams? Did you say clamps? Who got the clamps the other night? Okay, clamps. Yeah. What else?
Green beans.
Green beans. Yeah. No, I just drew it. What are you talking about? What else? Cats? Carrots. Oh, in China, maybe. Carrots. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Eggnog.
Here's his nog. Put an egg on it. Okay. What's that?
Pumpkin pie.
Man, I'm getting full just listening to you guys, man. What else?
Guinea pig.
Let me see if I can draw it like it looked that day. Yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah, well, guinea pig. Anything else? Rolls. Yes, definitely. Get filled with rolls. Rock and rolls, man. There we go. This guy's getting filled. Chili. Do you really? Okay. He's chili. Yeah. Anything else? Stuffing. What does stuffing look like? Oh, little squares. This guy's esophagus, man. It is just like elastosophagus. Anything else? Corn. Come on, you're missing one here. You got stuffing, you got corn. What's this?
Gravy.
Sweet potatoes, okay. Cranberries or cranberry sauce. There's the sweet potatoes. Somebody eats, Larry eats it. Okay, all you fruitcake givers, there's your man. Fruitcake. Go back to Jim Carrey, if you don't mind. Fruitcake. Yeah. Okay, we can get filled up with a lot of stuff when we're feasting at Christmas, can't we? Fruitcake, baba ganoush, turkey. We even had, two Thanksgivings ago, we even had sushi for Thanksgiving. Yeah. That was cool. That was really cool. Sayaka came over. She rolled up. Man, she made a big old sushi roll. We could barely even finish the thing. It was incredible. And, you know, that's what they eat when they celebrate Thanksgiving in Japan. I'm serious. I'm serious. When they celebrate Thanksgiving in Japan, that's what they eat. And it's not often. Raw turkey. I hope not, brother. Man. Praise God. But, you know, there's a lot of things we can get filled up with during the Christmas season. Amen? There's some other things we can get filled up with during Christmas that maybe are not quite as fun as all of this. Someone cuts you off in the parking lot. You're about to pull into a parking space. They go around you and zip in front of you, almost hit you, and pull into the parking space. What's one thing you can get filled up with in that situation? Anger, wrath, rage. I know, it just happened to me the other day, you know. I couldn't believe the guy came, cut me off. I was getting ready to turn in the parking lot. He came around his big old truck, turned in, and just missed me. Then he had to back up because he couldn't get in straight because of me. Almost hit me backing up. And you know, and I was just like, urgh. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I know I shouldn't be that way. I repent. This makes me so mad. I repent. And like for an hour, I'm going back and forth. I'm mad. I repent. I'm mad. I repent. And you keep fantasizing in your mind, you know, oh, if I had a baseball bat, boy, I would put that down. Oh. So I get a witness here, you know. Praise God. So anger, rage. How about if you did not get the gift you really, really wanted and totally expected to get, but your worst enemy gets it instead? Anger, rage. Thank you. Somebody said over there, jealousy. Jealousy, anger, rage, jealousy. How about you're in a hurry? Man, you just don't have time to mess around. You got to get in, do your shopping, get out, but you didn't bring any cash, so you go to the ATM, and it's out of cash. So you just, all right, I can handle that. And you go to the next one, and the next one is out of cash. And then you go to a third one, and it takes your card. What can you be filled with at that point? Thank you, brother. Frustration. Anybody ever get frustrated around Christmas time? Yeah. Anger. Jealousy, frustration. How about you go to a Christmas party and everybody's fellowship and hanging around and carrying on? It's loud and everything, but nobody talks to you. And nobody notices that you're sitting there. And hours go by and they just party all around you.
Yeah, I can go talk to somebody. Why do people do that?
Shh, you're messing with my point. What could you be filled with? Loneliness. Loneliness. What's that?
Pride.
Yeah. That might have an effect to kind of take that pride and crumble it at the seams. Wow. How about you walk through the mall as you're going shopping, you finally get one ATM to work, and as you turn a corner, there's this huge 20-foot by 20-foot picture of, as Ron Luce would say, Victoria showing all her secrets. What could you be filled with in that situation? Lust? Jealousy? No. Rage? Frustration? Lust? Sure. Do people lust during holiday seasons, holy days? How about you go to a party, like I've been to up in New England with some of my family. You go to this party, and there's... On the food table, there's three serving dishes full of food. And on the booze tables, there's 23 bottles of booze. What could you be filled with in that situation?
Liquor.
Liquor, yeah. Drunkenness, liquor, intoxication.
The wrong spirit.
Thank you, brother. And, you know, I'm not trying to slam anybody or, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, beat up on anybody. But, hey, let's be real. This time of year... this is what people are filled with. We're filled with food. We're filled to the point where we're almost nauseated. And then we go out, and in the rush of the season, we get angry, we get frustrated, we get filled with frustration, covetousness, jealousy, even lust and drunkenness in the sins of the flesh, the works of the flesh. And at this holy time, this holiday season, yet it abounds, it overflows. It just we're awash in it in our culture. Filled with everything but the things we ought to be filled with. But praise God, as Christians, there is something else that we can be filled with. We don't have to be filled with the works and the actions of the flesh. God has given us a precious, beautiful gift, even in the midst of this demanding, challenging season. That if you are born again in Jesus Christ, and as I look around the room, I believe everybody that I see is in fact born again in the Lord. We can be filled with a completely different, edifying, glorifying something. And who can tell me what that is? Say it louder. Thank you, Shiloh. Amen, girl. What is it? The Holy Spirit. God has given us an amazing privilege, the highest privilege I can imagine, that He would condescend to come to us with love and grace and desire to live inside of us and empower us with His very being at Christmas time. What an amazing gift that is. How priceless is that? That God Almighty wants to indwell and fill you with His power and His glory. That's something worth celebrating, man. That's something worth getting excited about. As Christians, we can be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Or if you're in a Pentecostal church, Holy Ghost. Praise God. What we want to do is look at three people today. When you look at the first Christmas story in Scripture, you find that it is filled with people who are filled with the Holy Spirit. And we're going to look at three or four people today. And this is before Pentecost, man. This is before the stuff was poured out. Three or four people today on that first Christmas story who, rather than being filled with the works and the passions of the flesh, were filled in amazing ways with the Holy Spirit of God. And I believe that's God's word to us today. I believe that's what He's calling us to this morning. This should not just be a Christmas service. This should be a holy calling from God to seek His face and find out what His word and His heart is for us today, right now. And I believe in my heart of hearts that He is calling us today to seek His face, to be filled with His Holy Spirit this holiday season and all the things that that brings. Amen? Amen. Amen.